So I'm Amanda. I am the Director of Scholar Development at Lily Mae Carroll Jackson Charter School. If anyone would like to see me about speaking at Career Day, I'll be here. My thought when I put my name in the bag was just about how many times I thought it was time to exhale and say, okay, I've arrived. So when I was 22, I started teaching at Pikesville Middle School. And I had just turned 22, like a week before that. I was the sixth teacher in my homeroom, and the kids were, they just didn't expect anyone to stay, let alone someone who looked like she was 11. And so by March, we were all getting along okay-ish. They were tolerating me. Maybe like three of them were doing their homework, whatever. And one morning I had to write a detention for someone, last name Sweet. She was not Sweet. Who was late for class. And I had a cart, you know, because they don't give you a classroom if you're 22. So I wheeled my little cart back to my office after class and took a sip of water. And I had been poisoned with hand sanitizer. And by the end of the day, you know, the kids talked and they said who did it and whatever. And they were expelled, which I still don't agree with. But it was one of those jobs where I didn't think I would get it. The job market for English teachers wasn't good. And I got it. And it was just this exhalation of, okay, I've made it. I'm a teacher now. I'm a real one. And then the hand sanitizer happened. And then they started calling, my last name was Doran. They started calling me the Dorinator because I continued to show up, which I don't know if that's stupidity or being tough. So I taught there for 6 years, and then I found an ad in the Baltimore Sun about 4 years in for Lily Mae Carroll Jackson, which was going to be this new charter school, all girls, expeditionary learning, connected with Roland Park Country, all this, these wonderful things stacked up. So I began stalking them. And before they put 6 months before they posted the job, I was already like finding email addresses and sending them my resume. So I get a job there. And I teach there for 2 years. And then if anyone is in urban education, you know how it can make your life explode. And I exhaled when I arrived, and it was like, yes, this is it. I'll do this forever. And they'll bury me in the mortar of this building and whatever. So I teach there. And then basically the second year I don't know what else to call it. I mean, I guess it's a cliche, but a nervous breakdown. Had to go on anti-anxiety medication. Oh, I just got 10,000 steps. That's teaching for you. Had to go on anti-anxiety medication. I just lost it. I was sleeping about 2 hours a night. I would go to bed at 9:30. I would wake up at 11:30, and that was it. And it just broke me. And that year, actually, I credit Cymbalta. They're not paying me. I found the strength to finally leave, and I realized how much education and teaching, being in the classroom, was just like tearing away my soul. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to find a nonprofit. They're going to love me. I'm going to do whatever. I know I needed to contribute to Baltimore, but wasn't sure how. So I meet with my husband's aunt, who I really respect and is amazing. And I talk with her and telling her my situation, like, I got to go. I got to get into nonprofit. I got to leave the classroom. Like, the kids are killing me, blah, blah. And not literally like the hand sanitizer, but like killing me mentally and emotionally. So I talk to her, and I'm telling her this whole spiel, and she's like, you're not done. You're not done. I can tell you're not done with this mission. We had opened the school. It was part of me. My bones were already in the mortar. So I wrote up a job description, and my husband and I came up with the name Director of Scholar Development, just so that we could have the word director in there, because that sounded good. So now I do high school choice, and I do college and career readiness, and the high school process in Baltimore City Public Schools is insanely complicated, complex, and everything. So I taught myself that so that I can teach and work with families on that. And basically, I've kind of written myself as like a guidance counselor, although I do have a master's from Hopkins, which I told the guy who told me that they don't recycle in this building. in writing. So I'm not really a guidance counselor, but I'm kind of like one. And it's another moment of exhalation, like, okay, maybe I have made it. But I also teach yoga on the side, sometimes to Laura and her husband. And I, at the same time that I'm exhaling and I'm like, okay, this feels really right, this feels really good, I also feel like it's okay if I have to exhale again later and find something else to do, because I've managed to do it before. So, you know, why not a few more times too? Thank you.